Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Yeah, talking about LiquidIV.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated. We'd have headaches. We'd be tired, exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work. We'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover.
Hangover.
Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus eight vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Whoa, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay. I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com! Girl, you know it, girl, you know it,
girl, you know it, girl, you know it.
What would happen, Jabes, if the record didn't skip? Do you ever think about that? If the CD didn't skip, would Vanilli still be alive? He's the dead one, right, Bob?
I think they're both.
Millie, I believe, is still alive. I believe it's Vanilli that's dead. And he had a rough go of it.
I remember watching the behind the music with you. And that was perfect that you're bringing that up, because it had that been in a different time,
yep,
it would have been like, oh yeah, everybody fucking lip syncs.
Nobody would care.
No big deal. Like a Jessica Simpson.
Yep. Ashley Simpson.
We tried to kill her.
We sure did.
Right.
But those heavies.
Robert Pilatus is his name. This is the dead one.
Okay, Bob, I don't know his real name, okay? It's either Milli or Vanilli, bro.
Yeah, which one was he?
I see what you're saying, man.
Was he Vanilli?
I would say Vanilli.
I don't want to speculate. That's racist, Bob. I don't want to speculate
you say,
on that.
Why, yeah, would you say that? Vanilli?
Why would you say it like
second
that?
Second fiddle his whole life.
Okay. Oh, boy. And then Milli is alive.
Milli is alive, yeah.
Okay,
really?
Milli's alive, so this is Vanilli, and he's dead, correct? All right, so I was right. If that record never skipped, would he still be alive today? Would they have made a million more hit albums? I think yes. I think he would. That one guy, whoever that engineer was, convict him. Guilty. Manslaughter.
It was actually a lot more than that, but there's a
not really.
There's a podcast on Wondery that goes through like all of it with fresh eyes and the ins and outs, and people are talking as far as engineers and what they made them do to make it like sound live. And as we know, on the day, on the concert, you know, like putting up their weird stuff to make it be live and sound live.
It's hard.
It the technology, as you say, was not there yet. So they were analoging some crazy shit, and it just every time there was some kind of issue. And look, these guys.
Girl, you know it. Girl, you know it.
I think it's Blame It on the Fame is what it's called. Great name.
Stop, dude.
Yeah. It's a good...
Blame it on the fame. Blame it on the flame, baby.
Isn't it Blame It on the Rain?
It was Blame It on the Rain was their other hit song.
Yeah. So I think it's a great podcast title.
And for you, because you were supposed to go help a friend pick out a couch today. That got canceled because...
Blame It on the Rain.
Yeah, the rain. You got rained out.
Girl, you know it.
So no couch today. Ryan Mills is in the studio, though, today.
He's working
in the rain for Hard AF Seltzer. Where you at today, Rye Guy?
Oh, all right. So I am working in the rain, and I love it, okay? So we're going to be this Friday, Friday from 4 to 7. I think it's the 26th is the date.
Sure is. Today's the 25th. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be in Selma, Texas at the Total Wine there. I think they call it the Forum. And the address is going to be 8356 Agora Parkway. Just Google it. Come out and support and, you know, buy like 10, 12 packs.
Some signed hats, some merch. We got all the fun stuff is in. We got some koozies in here today. Finally, Ryan, take your box of koozies with you.
All right. Yes, sir.
Where else are we at?
All right. So some new accounts that we have. We're going to be at King's Liquor in TCU area. They're rocking with us.
Horned Frogs. Let's go, baby.
Yes. And some bars down there as well. Dutch Bros I've already talked about, I think.
Love Dutch Bros.
And if you're out and about by the Louisville Lake, I got some lake spots to go to. Elm Fork Tap House.
Yeah.
They're showing support for us. So go out there and rage. We got a couple more here. Heroes Bar at Community Gardens in Bastrop. They picked us up.
We got a ton of people out in Bastrop.
Yes.
Let's go.
Then in Abilene, as we mentioned before, we got Philo Liquor out there. They're veterans. They're a badass wild bunch out there. And first in, last out is what it stands for. So go out there and show support. Yeah. LG Spirits in LaGrange, Texas. Is picking us up, and they're doing really good. Now, as far as Atlanta, got a couple of spots for us as well. Max Beer and Wine in Atlanta, Georgia. It's off Peachtree
Road.
Peachtree Road,
and then there's Peachtree Parkway over there.
Yes, a bunch of peach trees out there. So then you got Terra Package in Jonesboro, Georgia.
A lot of people have nothing to live for out there. They're drinking a lot out there in Jonesboro.
And Brandon's Package Store, that's in Fayetteville, Georgia.
I also like Brandon's Package, just his whole unit.
And
the dick and the balls there for Brandon.
Last but not least, we got Liquor Gate in Griffin, Georgia.
Yeah.
And then I just got off the phone with Last Row, and Last Row is going to be at an event that's called NXL Lone Star Event in Garland. I think it's paintball, I believe.
Oh, Christ. Oh, we're not doing that bullshit.
He said he's going to be passing out hard AF. And,
okay. I guess.
Okay, just
with
who?
The paintball. Yeah, to who? To who? Those fucking incels?
And he also said he added this and wanted me to tell you guys, plus forehead kisses to everybody.
Well, I'll accept that. I'll accept a forehead kiss. But what I won't accept is grown men running around in jerseys saying we're having pretend heroes, okay? We got real veterans out there. We don't need these paintball warriors out there mucking up the joint.
Lopez is a veteran.
He's not anymore.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, he's all done with it.
His veteran status?
He did.
I'm going to have to look into that. Yeah.
He'll tell you the
story.
Ryan,
you're the best in the biz.
You are the best in the biz. Ryan Mills, everybody. Go see Ryan Mills tomorrow at Total Wine in Selma.
Come on out. We're going
to
be raging.
4 to 7. Let's go.
He seems all business right now, but when he's out at tastings, he gets loose.
No, he sure does.
He gets loose.
Sure does. Lasro Lopez, though. This is a true story. He hates following like veteran shit and everything else. Like, he's just like, bro, I'm all done with the military. I just don't need to see it in my face every fucking day.
He just takes breaks. Yeah. But like, you know, at the core.
He will purposely delete accounts that he's following because he's like, It's too much fucking military for me. I'm
thanking him for his service every time I see him from now on.
Same. Yep. And I was
asking him for stories, right?
And I fake a military noise. I don't know if it's real or not, but something like that to make it feel like it's not a real noise. Okay. Make him feel like he's home.
Girl, you know it.
Yeah, he's going through it right now. He's having a hard time coming to grips with what that Taylor Swift album actually is, you know? And when he's here tonight, is he popping by tonight or is it over the weekend? We'll sit him down and really go through the album. He told me the real shit and we line up here. All I'll say is this. Lopez, diehard Swiftie, aligns with our review of the double album as well. So, yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, it happens. It happens. Look.
We have different views.
Sometimes people get things wrong. Taylor Swift or an entire jury in New York got it wrong. Harvey Weinstein got freed today.
Oh, look at the smile. He's not free, though, is he?
Well, he's free from New York. And some might say that that's the real gift. You know?
Okay, so his convictions all...
overturned in the state of New York. All of them.
And he is in jail in New York.
Correct. So now we got to see what he wants to do, the judge wants to do, if they're going to actually extradite him back to L.A., where those convictions are still being upheld. However, the lawyers for Harvey Weinstein did release a statement this morning saying, "We are cautiously optimistic about our appeal now in California, since our appeals just worked in New York." Free him. All right, guys, look, we're all flipping through our goddamn apps and streaming services and all that shit. Imagine how much better the movies would be if Harvey Weinstein was out there.
Well, I was saying this a long time ago.
Yeah, you were.
You were
at the forefront of shutting down the Me Too movement.
Well, I felt a little bad for him, you know? I just think it was a pile on.
I think it's time. The first movie he needs to green light is the most meta Con Air you've ever seen. Flying from New York to L.A. It's him.
It's like part documentary, part like dramatized, you know what I mean? Like, dramatized scenes and like a Wormwood type of thing.
Oh, beautiful.
I bet he was the one that shot down Film Critic with Tarantino.
Oh.
No, he would have made it, actually.
No, I think he's like, that can't be your last movie.
I think
he
would have sat in there. So he would have sat in there with the script in the edit and all that other shit. He really did in real life do all that shit behind the scenes. So I think he could have made it work, but he doesn't have that voice. Tarantino doesn't have a powerful voice who's gonna sit over him and say, do this, don't do that, or whatever. But Harvey Weinstein was the only one that ever did. So you know, he's freed now out of New York, and good on him. If you're asking what happened in the appeals verdict, it was that the DA was not allowed to call females to testify who weren't a part of the actual cases themselves. And I'll look for the
that they did call.
They did call.
Yeah.
Correct. That they did call them, and they had nothing to do with the case. And they're
the character witnesses that they were calling were basically disguised as character witnesses, but they were actually more allegations.
Right.
And you know, you can't do that unless you know what I mean. You would have to keep saying like stricken from the record, like. Over and over, but at that point, you know, listen, poor Harvey, look at the smile on his face. It's good to see it again.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't seen it for a while.
That's not live, obviously, but it was a 4-3 decision up there. I do want to point out something very, very interesting about this. The entire panel of judges were all female. So it wasn't like it was a bunch of dudes up there going, man, who hasn't grabbed a titty in the dark a couple times? It wasn't like that. It was seven women.
Who amongst us?
Right.
Right. Hasn't walked into a hotel room after their assistant injected their penis with a special serum.
Exactly.
And just like cornered some young person that
Taylor's old as time.
You know, really wanting to make it in the business and vulnerable.
Jesse, you used to graze a tit on dudes' heads when you were cutting hair to get a little extra tip. Yeah.
Shampooing.
Get a little extra tip, you know?
Yeah, but that was my choice.
It sure was, and that was his, to get his cock injected. Now, whether sex was going to happen or not, he didn't know. He was just prepared for the moments. And that's what a good producer does.
And if they didn't want to,
every moment.
They didn't want to, the plant gets it. You know what I mean?
You got
to
get the shot, whatever it takes.
Yeah, you've heard
that in the movie biz, baby.
No, I don't actually know what this means in the grand scheme and how tides are turning. I mean, my goodness.
Well, you know, obviously Cosby was overturned as well. And these are the two biggest high profile cases in this. Here's the issue I've had with all of this. Is Harvey Weinstein a dirtbag? Yes. Did he fucking do this? Probably. Yeah.
No, he did. Oh, sorry.
We'll
go ahead.
Find out. Okay. I, who knows? And here's why. All of these cases were like 20 fucking years ago, 30 fucking years ago. It's not like there was DNA used. It's not like there was, it was, it's a, he said, she said all the way back to, you know, however many years ago. The guys in New York, and even Axl Rose is getting sued right now for something that happened in 1988. Mm-hmm. I just don't know how you prove all of this shit. Now, the women they were using to testify against him to destroy, you know, his reputation and everything were from current times. But they weren't raped. They were just saying he was a creep and everything else. And then they were using that to leverage to go back and say, well, this probably happened to these women then.
Because of a pattern.
Right. And so legally, can you do this? No, this is the right ruling. But is he a shitbag? Yeah, he probably fucking did all this shit.
Yeah.
Do we want better movies? Yes. Is he the only guy that can do it? Well, it appears so. You know, we haven't had a good one in a while. We had one last year. Oppenheimer, that's it. The rest of them were shit.
Right.
We got a bunch of poor things. And what's worse? Having Emma Stone on a bed, you know, naked, weird shots for 20 fucking minutes. Being, I mean, Bob, you saw it. It went on for hours.
Being Harvey Weinstein. Do you know what I mean? Eventually.
Pretty live on screen.
Basically. Yeah.
She was Weinstein all over the screen. So I don't know. But yeah, they'll go back to California. And look, this all ties back into where these cases are tried, what is actually going on and all this other shit. Like, you go to New York, sorry, you're not getting a fair trial for anything. It doesn't really fucking matter. Clearly, nobody knows the rule of law either. And I've said this for years. Make jury members go to school to be a jury member. Have that be a paid position. And then swap them out the same way fight referees are.
You can't be paid.
You have to be.
No, you can't have any.
If you want the best of the best, what? You can't have these fucking idiots in court anymore.
Jurors.
Making decisions.
Jurors are paid.
I mean, per diem, right?
$20, Bob.
Yeah.
You ever had jury duty? It's $20.
No.
So it has to be a set amount.
$20 is what you get
per
day.
Because otherwise you have like financial.
I could make groceries last a week on that in college.
Right?
Not anymore. Not in Biden's America. That's 10 minutes. That's two pieces of fruit. $20, sir. Oh, would you breathe on it? Shine it up for me?
I'm not buying any strawberries.
Yeah, no, you're not. Nobody is. They get plenty of strawberries. Nobody can afford the goddamn strawberries. So now they're going to be able to go back to California, take these verdicts, and then pick apart that trial as well, where you had a bunch of people who also testified against him in the California trial that weren't supposed to be there. And how is it not the same case in both states? That's why Harvey Weinstein's defense team is saying we are cautiously optimistic because they did the same fucking thing in California. Now, if you would have had a fucking dress like Bill Clinton or something like that, fine. But trying to go back 20-something years, 30-something years, it really is a he said, she said at that point. And legally, I don't know how to prove that, but you grab these dummies off the street and put them in there. It doesn't matter. They don't know anything. No, it's just a bunch of fucking dummies on these trials. Just watch the fucking OJ thing, you know, after he died, which will segue into our next story. And they interviewed that juror, you know, right after his death. And she was like, we knew he was guilty. We just wanted to stake it to the white man for all, you know, the Rodney King thing. And it was like, and she was like 90 sitting in a chair. Where they found this fucking lady, who knows? She was just sitting in an old rocking chair going, we knew it. We knew he was guilty. We didn't care. And it was like, holy shit.
Yeah, I guess jury of your peers, you know, what does that actually mean?
They're not my friend. They're not anybody's friends.
Or are they on your level, the same level as the person? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think because the range of people that are convicted is so, you know,
has anyone ever tried that argument? Which one? Your Honor, I can't have a jury trial because I have no peers. Because
I have no peers. There's no one like me.
Sort of.
OJ?
Who's his peer?
Who's his peer?
But here's the other part. Trump's lawyers were arguing the same thing of like, who are my peers in New York City? I think his lawyers said 90% of Manhattan voted fucking Democrat. So he goes, what are the chances that I'm going to get one of those 10%? Like, and they were trying to get it changed, to change a venue, which is pretty common. But OJ, you know, I think OJ, to be honest with you, man, it was the right place at the right time to commit a double murder, because the Rodney King thing had just happened. There was fucking riots, everything else. And it was about the injustice that was going on. Same with the fucking Chauvin thing with the George Floyd thing in Minneapolis, where it was just like, well, you're going away. We all said it. It didn't really matter what the evidence was at that point. We're like, you're going away and that's it. We're not going to be willing to look at it or anything else. I think the same thing's going to happen to Daniel Penny, that Marine in New York who choked out that homeless dude on the fucking thing. I think he'll be convicted, although he shouldn't. It depends on where you are, when it happened, and what's going on in America right now.
A la Weinstein.
Yes.
I mean, me too. Again, they were letting just the craziest things happen in around the courtroom, before, after, media.
Yep.
They were letting the craziest things happen because we're just like, you know.
It was the perfect storm for him.
It was a Scott Peterson, you know.
Yeah, which Delco and you think he's innocent, so we'll see.
Oh, we just have some evidence.
We're just asking questions
and offering up some evidence that wasn't presented.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And I like that. I like that a lot, okay? Speaking of something I really like, I fucking love this story so much. Thus far, and I know it's only April 25th, this is the story of the year for me. Like, the end-all, be-all story of the year for me. And Bob, I'm going to need you to pull this up in the Hollywood Reporter. There is a movie about O.J. Simpson that is currently being made called The Juice. Now, Owen Wilson was offered $12 million to be the lawyer in this movie. They went to lunch. He was with his agents. His agents read the script. They said they loved the script. They advised him to do it. They get Owen Wilson to go to this lunch to meet with the director. And the whole movie is about OJ being found innocent. What if he didn't do it?
I don't even think it goes to trial. I think it's just like the story, but it paints OJ as not the killer, right?
Yeah, go to the Hollywood Reporter has it. Okay. And they said, the director said, look, he was perfect for the role. His agents wanted to do it. We wanted to do it. And he walked away from $12 million. Apparently, Owen Wilson got up from the lunch, stood up at the table and just said, if you think I'm doing a movie about O.J. Simpson being innocent, you're out of your fucking mind.
Said, wow.
Wow, yeah. Wow.
He said, wow.
Well, that's something.
Wow. Yeah. I don't do an Owen Wilson. I just.
You don't.
I just do a wow. Sorry.
First of all, I know nothing about this project, which is super fucking rare. Like, I never heard of it. And it's been going on since 2015. So it's not like it just happened right after he died and they're trying to throw something together in production. This is like a 10-year-old project that is finally getting made. Bob, who is in it? That took his place, I guess.
They're filming. They have not announced who the new actor is, according to this article.
Okay.
Also, according to the article, now I don't know if this is true or if this is just them kind of massaging their movie to sound better than it is. They're saying it's a satirical thriller.
That's what I said.
That's exactly what Jesse guessed. Okay,
I go,
great.
There's no way this is like a serious dramatic, you know, they're doing something different with
it, essentially,
right?
I think what they might be doing, and if they're doing this, type of thing, brilliant, and I will see it opening night.
Okay.
I think it might be a sort of tongue-in-cheek JFK.
Oh, kind of lame.
But about the OJ trial, because it's about this attorney, Douglas McCann, who Owen Wilson was supposed to play.
Okay.
Who got sucked into a bunch of conspiracy theories during Simpson's criminal trial. So, essentially, maybe Owen Wilson was supposed to be the Kevin Costner part.
Oh man, that would have rocked. Actually,
that sounds if that's what it is, and they're like being satirical. That sounds fucking awesome.
Or they're
holy
like
shit.
They're gonna lay it out the way OJ said it happened and show you like how ridiculous that is, right?
Yeah, well, make and it's just like so obvious he's guilty, but this guy's Kevin Costnering it up left and right. There's even like a Donald Sutherland scene on a bench where he's like, O.J. Simpson never carries a knife on. You know what I mean?
Listen, I like it.
So that was Jesse's guess last night. But as of last night, when I read the article, there was no details about the script. So they are saying it was satirical.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
I'm in then. I wonder.
I'm all in on that.
And the other thing, too, is Owen Wilson has a very, very high-powered agent. $12 million for Owen Wilson is a lot of fucking money. In today's Hollywood, he's probably worth in the $3 to $4 million range tops these days. To offer him 12, the production and the director must have loved him. And as for his agent to say yes, they wouldn't throw him in some shitty fucking O.J. Simpson movie about him being innocent if the script wasn't great.
And so, you also need someone like Owen Wilson that will tip you off to the satirical.
Yes.
Without really going hard into it. Where like he can be, or if it was a Bateman, where like, you know, he now is going to be serious, but even just seeing him on screen, you go, this isn't totally serious.
Shit. So. Now I love this, dude. Man, that those details were not released last night. Now I love this and I wish you would have done it. Fuck, dude.
Well, someone's going to do it, right?
Can you just imagine an OJ trial, but Oliver Stone JFK treatment?
And Owen Wilson?
Yeah, but the whole time, it's just like so clear that the guy's wrong and he's guilty.
Oh, God, that'd be good. Fuck. Okay, guys, can I go one more conspiracy with you? Maybe that's why Weinstein got freed today, because he's going to come out and make this movie. First movie out of the gates, dude.
Can you imagine?
Check the gates. Where's my assistant? Give me that shot from my dick. I got a meeting later.
Oh, the hard dick shot. Yeah.
You get 2 hours with that dick shot. Wow. You don't have much time there.
Sure.
Yeah. Time to kill.
Sure.
The Juice. Damn it, man. I wonder who is
called
The
Juice. When he told me the name of it, I was like, that's not a serious movie.
Yeah. I didn't know. Like
you were
so
high.
Great.
You were so high last night.
I was pretty high last night.
Lord.
I was pretty high reading that last night.
You were.
But I loved it so much. I was like, flying. You're not going to believe this. Yeah. That diet smoke got me last night.
It really did.
Promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off. Love diet smoke. Mm. I take one every night, but you know, occasionally daddy will throw an extra one in the chamber to kind of get things going. Knew it was going to be a big day today. Needed to get a nice night's sleep last night.
Sure.
Got a lot going on tonight. We got a live show here for the NFL draft. Tonight's one of my favorite days of the year. One of my favorite shows of the year. Can't wait tonight. Jesse's going to pop in tonight. J&L Barbecue is catering. We're going live at 7 p.m. Central, 8 o'clock Eastern for the first round. Derek Wolfe, Super Bowl champion from the Denver Broncos, will be here with us tonight.
The pageantry.
I'm going back and forth with Gary Faust. He's got a weird phone where it just goes to voicemail, and I'm not really sure why.
You send one message or whatever, however you want to contact him, and he'll either roll in or not.
Yeah,
right?
He's still paying for minutes.
Yeah, and you can't you can't lock
Let's
him down.
Let's try it live.
You can't lock him down to a schedule. It's kind of just like, this is what we're doing.
True.
Can you make it?
Let's see. We'll call him live on air.
I think
here.
Because he knows he'll, you know.
Does he have minutes? This will see if Delco's right. We'll see if he has minutes.
I assume he just lives burner phone to burner
phone.
Do
we need to do a GoFundMe for Gary's minutes?
Gary, you're live on air. Gare Bear's here. Gary, you're live on air on Ross Patterson Revolution right now.
For sakes.
So I can't say the N-word.
Nope. You can't say the N-word. just wait until we're off air, okay? No one will know, Gary.
All right, cool. Yeah, I know FCC violations or whatever. What's up, bro?
I have no FCC violations.
Is that how he answers the phone all the time?
It sure is. Gare Bear, you coming to the NFL draft party tonight?
I will, and if it's okay with you, I'll be bringing my friend Eric Bernal, comic from Arizona. He is a sports guy. He is hilarious, and he is a misogynist.
Oh, perfect.
Me too.
So is Jesse. So is my wife.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you married her, right?
It sure is, dude. Weinstein just got freed in New York today. We're live on air right now. I wanted to make sure, because we're talking about the NFL draft, that Gare Bear will be here tonight, shirtless. We'll try to get some drugs for you, okay?
I am sober.
Shut the fuck up.
Gotta go, Gary. Gotta go.
Uninvited.
Okay? I'm actually picking up my amphetamine prescription right now, so I gotta go. But other than that, I'm sober.
Yeah.
How you doing? It's Gary. Gary Faust, 111. I gotta go.
That's how he walks around. All day long. Always on the phone.
All day long.
And he's always doing
fake business.
Even when he's like getting
fake business. Fake business for Gare Bear everywhere he goes.
I love it.
Is he picking up drugs though? For sure. Like that's real. And that's
legal.
Hilarious.
Legal. Well,
let's not say that. I don't know if that's true. Is cocaine legal?
Adderall's legal.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see. But either way, tons of people here. If you're in the area, stop by, having some hearty of seltzers, some laughs, and some good times tonight. Also, we got the Olive Garden winner in the studio today. He'll be on Drinking Bros Fake News this afternoon. We're heading out to Olive Garden tomorrow for buying the Bro Box. I told him to go easy. It's 12:30. We got a long night tonight. Go easy on the hard AFs. You're too deep. Don't do it.
He told us he's a professional.
That's what everybody says. It's the first mistake, guys. It's the first mistake.
I don't know, though. Like, if you're a Bro Box winner, if you're coming out here, if you're going to Olive Garden, if you have, which he has, drinking hard AF many times before.
Oh, you have?
You really do find your level.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Good.
First time drink that you're drinking it?
Yeah.
Nine. Jail, divorce, whatever.
Sure.
But once you've figured out the rhythm and the, you know, the pacing, you're good.
Yeah.
You can do it all day.
Do it all goddamn day. Proud of you. Keep it under four, though, before fake news. Long night tonight. You got to pace yourself tonight. The draft is on. He's got a Chargers hat on, too. Jim Harbaugh is their coach. So.
He did it just to mess with you.
No, national champion.
Yeah, national champion. Absolutely.
Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, we got a huge announcement about University of Michigan tonight on the NFL Draft Show as well. That will be fun. In the meantime, Jabes, you and I have kind of getting sucked up into weird older programs these days, looking for shit.
Mm-hmm.
Watched that Duran Duran doc two nights ago.
Yes.
Damn, I was unaware how long it really went on for those guys. You know, obviously they were on the show, and we did the interview with them years ago, but... That was back in the old school days of RPR.
That was the first time we dropped like the Stevie Wonder can see colors and shapes. He wasn't loving that. And the interview got pretty quickly shut down, although that's one of my favorites.
It is. It's one of my favorites,
things
too.
Things to kind of throw at people.
But the fun thing about it was, you know, because you were hesitant about it. And I go, I don't think you understand how many hits Duran Duran has. And then... I reminded you that we stayed for like most of the concert down there because we had like pit passes.
Yeah.
And it was fucking rad. Ordinary World is one of my favorite songs of all time by any band ever. And I didn't know, because I'm super young, that it was later on in their career. It was like 20 years into their career that they dropped that. And I was like, oh shit.
It was their
It's one of my favorite songs of all time. And it's cool to see. But man, in these things, there's always one guy who just fucks it all up. Just fucks it all up. All the money and the fame and everything else. And they're like, no.
It was too much.
I'm too good for this.
It was too much for Andy. It's always like an Andy or a Randy. Yeah.
And this guy left. And it was like, man, the worst looking guy in the band left. And it just getting too much pussy and drugs and drinking every single night was just, oh, man, I'm above this. I'm going to go home. Cool, bro. And I'd never even seen that motherfucker before.
I will say, I think he was the only one that had kids, though.
At that time?
At all.
Okay. Maybe. Maybe that's the key.
And so they took that long time off, remember? Mm-hmm. It was like 17 years. He got a whole new life, wife, kids, whatever. Then they're like, let's go back on the road the way we used to. He's like, cool. And then he's like, dude, fuck this.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. No.
I know.
They're all trying to keep it high and tight and be rock stars. I think it'd be a little cringe if you were like, dude, I have a whole ass family. Like,
who's that?
That's Simon Le Bon's daughters.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. Well, he's a good looking man. That makes sense.
Who is the sense. Who
it's
is kind of
like the Stallone daughters. The Stallone daughters are all hot too. Where you're just like, all right, cool. It makes sense. Your mom's a supermodel. Like, I get it.
Is there mom? That's all the daughters? There's the mom in there too.
The mom's in there too, but I it's crazy.
Which one's
I don't
the
know
mom?
Which one she is. I think it's the one on the far right, but I don't know. It could be this.
No, I think it's the short haired one, like
this
leaning
one right
on
here.
The, yeah.
Okay. I think it's that one too. Okay. It's got to be, right?
Who
I don't
is
know.
That?
They're all.
No, I don't know either.
They all look the same age.
Oh, no, it's wild. God damn, that's weird.
Good for them.
Good for him. You know?
Good for all of them.
Yeah. Because what you want, it's probably a second or third wife. Because probably what he wanted was somebody to hang out with his daughters, to take them shopping and everything. And they're probably the same age. Where he was like, look, I hate to, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm Simon Le Bon. I'm in Duran Duran. I've got a crazy lifestyle.
Right.
My daughters are 21
years
old.
Am I gay? Am I not? I mean, nobody knows,
nobody
right?
Nobody knows. But my daughter's just turned 21. You're 21. Can we get married and you just go party with my daughters and go shopping and shit all the time while I fucking be a rock star? And then that was probably the deal that they made.
Right.
It was probably the agreement of like, all right, Simon, go on out there and get your dick sucked. Okay. I'll be at Fendi with your fucking daughter. She's buying shit on your credit card. All right.
Yeah.
Just that's our ordinary world. You know? Nailed it.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Damn it, I'm good.
Yeah.
Damn it, I'm good. Somebody in the chat is saying this is when Millie Vanilli died. This is the anniversary. That's not true. That's not true. It'd be great if it was, though.
It would be great. It'd
be really fucking great if it was.
My
God. Who'd you guys have on Crime Corner last night? Who was your episode?
It was Todd Kohlhepp.
Okay.
Like I said, the Amazon review killer.
Oh, that's right.
So this guy would, you know, he was, you know, technically a serial killer, not one of the ones that you would really know. And he would leave reviews. Google, Amazon reviews on weapons that he used, padlocks that he would lock people up with, and like let you know, if they're good for that or not. Just like creepy reviews.
Uh-huh.
He was cool. He was a real cool dude. You know what I mean? He was a real cool cat.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's out now. Download it. It's its own RSS feed out there for Crime Corner. Bob, I want to ask you about the Simpsons story that's going around. There was a character that they killed off. And people were saying it was too depressing to kill off a cartoon character. Have they ever done that?
Yes, they killed Flanders' wife in, 15 years ago.
Really?
20 years ago, maybe, yeah.
Okay.
But they had done that before. This, however, they were like, thought it was weird. I didn't really, Simpsons died to me in like 1999. I don't
just
like
because of college and life, or just because you didn't think it was funny anymore? Because
it's awful.
The show?
It's terrible. It's been terrible for 20 years. Wow. It's like they have like 7-8 of the best seasons of television in history, maybe, and then just the rest is
30 years of
depressing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Duran Duran now.
Stop it.
Like making an album now.
I know what I'm seeing.
Stop at Ordinary World.
Well, stop making an album.
Anyways, but it's like they when you find out that it's still on the air.
Who's watching
it? It's like, the fuck are you talking about?
No, I didn't know either.
I don't know who's watching it. It basically, it died when they made Futurama. Because all the funny people went over to Futurama.
Or Family Guy, I feel
Family
like.
Family Guy.
But Futurama was the
took
same.
It. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Same people.
I think it's when Conan left.
No, there were still good years.
I mean, but there's nine. Right. There's nine good seasons, first off.
Whatever.
But,
7, 9. And,
yeah.
But it did not go into the new millennium.
Okay.
No, we're not having this debate.
But yeah, they killed off Flanders' wife in like the 9th or 10th season because she was renegotiating her contract.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they were like,
shit,
fuck her.
Dude. By the way, all those fuckers ended up doing it, and they all threatened to leave at the same time. They did end up giving them $1 million apiece, except for if you're Flanders' wife, fuck off.
I bet Simpsons is just AI at this point.
Could be.
The voices, the jokes. You could do.
How far away are we from that? For real.
I'm not doing that either.
No,
but
really?
No,
I think so.
We can't.
I think so. We had
I know,
a guest
but we
on,
can't have the,
I'll put
like,
it this way. We had a guest on Drinking Bros the other day who wrote a story about Kanye West. And he had to hang out, spend like 72 hours with him in a row. And he goes, I know him pretty well. That new song that's out with Donald Glover. He goes, I think that's AI.
That's what I said.
Yeah, and that's what I told him on air. I go, that's exactly what my wife said.
He was at Disneyland with his wife, you know, walking around naked. I don't think he had time to make that, like, get into the studio with. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's what he said.
So
why couldn't you do that for The Simpsons at this point?
I think they do. And I think we just...
Maybe.
We're not scared of it anymore. You know what I mean?
Is that Hank Azaria right there, Bob?
Yeah, I'm trying to find a better...
The character that died is Larry. And the producer just released a statement
He's barely in it.
Okay, so the producer released a statement saying, sorry if Larry's death got to you. That was the point. And it was like, all right,
so
are
what
we
was,
doing that on The Simpsons? Or
how did he die? What was it, old bar patron? Or
yeah, it was just a random... It was just a random behind-the-scenes bar patron. It's not like they killed Mo.
But he died from a fentanyl overdose in the show, which was weird. So
no,
I'm
how
kidding.
Did he die?
I don't know. I don't even know.
Yeah, you know. We don't know.
I'm checked out, to be honest. But I mean, they're all looking pretty old. Like, Hank Azaria doesn't look that great here to me.
God, look at how dad.
Oh, boy.
He's being a dad right there.
Is he on a red carpet? Or, oh, is it the U.S. Open?
Yeah, is it the U.S. Open last year?
Pop him up. Zoom in on that. Can we see
it? So a black sneaker with the gray shorts.
That is unfortunate, dude. Okay. We need to see the legs.
Because when he's in a suit, you go, okay.
Yep.
This is how you know, though. Look at the legs.
Son of a bitch, man.
He's aging.
Yep. Fuck.
All the muscles gone.
Don't go out like that.
Don't wear socks
and shoes like that. God damn it, Hank.
Yeah.
He's worth $200, $300 million. Oh my God. Look at that comment next to it, Bob. Do you see that by Sooner9999?
He's still hitting the gym, bro. I mean, his arms. His arms right there, honestly. He's got a little bit of a bicep
sure
there.
Sure does. He's got decent pecs and everything. You just can't wear it. Are those jorts?
Cargo shorts.
Shit.
Cargo shorts all the way down to the knee.
Well, it's a long day. What is it? The U.S. Open? It's a long day.
Yeah, with his polo tucked in, with a belt he just found in a dumpster.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like, this is a fucking silver alert.
Those
type
socks.
Of outfit.
Those socks
silver
are.
Silver alert.
Those socks are older than The Simpsons.
Nice, Bob.
You know?
Yes.
They're older than The Simpsons. The shoes, are those Skechers shape ups, some form of Skechers or something like that?
No, they were probably like real nice when he first got them.
Boy, that hurts. I don't want to see that, man. You know? I don't want to see that.
And he does some voices that are tough on the throat. Mo,
yeah,
he's one of the best voiceover actors of all time.
He does some like really like,
oh, yeah.
It's like, do try to do a Mo impression for like 5 minutes and you will want to die.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a tough one to do because it's gravelly as shit. We were watching The Offer the other night. Who was Giovanna Ribisi doing that voice for fucking how many months of that shoot?
She grew on me, huh? That fucking...
Ow.
He's so good.
Ow, come over here. Ow, we need to talk, Al.
Yeah,
do
yeah,
not
yeah.
that raspy
I
voice.
Think that's his voice, actually.
No,
I think
not
maybe
this,
it's gone there, don't
we don't
you
know.
Think?
Yeah, I think so.
He's one of those people that I don't know anymore. Jesse was saying that, too, because she was like, did he gain weight for the role? Is that a vet suit?
Tell.
Is that his real voice? Is that his real hair anymore? I don't know.
Yeah, I couldn't
How old
tell.
Is Giovanna Ribisi, though? He's got to be in his 50s, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
I would imagine. 49.
49.
Okay. So, yeah. It gets tough, man. It gets tough, but he was fantastic in it.
Yeah.
Miles Teller wasn't that great, but whatever.
Gosh, that kid. It's a shame.
He's a man. He's not a kid. He's a man, but... yeah, we're digging into things.
Shame.
And you guys are sending in a lot of suggestions. I hear you on it.
For what?
For shows, because we were talking about it on the last episode or the week before, and I hear you. Now, there's one, and I wanted to ask you guys if you have seen it or heard of it. It's a fat girl who's, it's about
Baby
an
reindeer. Elephant.
That's it.
I'm seeing it everywhere.
Have you watched it?
No.
Okay.
Jesse? I don't think anyone's watched it.
But have you, Jesse, watched
no,
it?
No, I haven't.
Save Baby Reindeer.
I'm going to watch it. Because I heard it was a true story.
Yeah, so
and
you
that's
guys,
all I do anymore.
You guys hit us up and you said, "Hey, so watch all this shit." The one that was overwhelming from everybody in the audience was this Baby Reindeer. So Jesse and I will watch Baby Reindeer and then get back to you on it. But I'm excited about
it. I think they're suggesting that to you because it has a lot of dude on dude rape and stuff, which I know you like.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and the audience, I think, knows that about you, too. So they're like,
it's not,
you
I don't
know
like
what
rape.
You would... But you like dude on... You know what I mean? Like dudes loving each other.
I don't
and
mind
like
gay
forcibly,
sex.
Forcibly. You know what I mean? You
I,
like
it's
that.
It's not forced. It, just
you like
normal
it.
Male like gay sex is fine. And I don't want to hear it graphic. I don't want it to be graphic like Diddy or Meek
listen,
Mill.
Listen.
I want just a normal Brokeback Stitch where it's just...
I think we love. Know we know that you'll take it however you can get it. You know, if it's aggressive, if it's loving, I think that you will.
Nope.
If it has a gay, you know,
nothing of what you're saying is true.
Homosexual, you love a mish. You love a missionary.
I don't like a gay mish. Sex scene. I don't.
It's your favorite with the toe, with the little toes up.
Oh God, that's what got me in that Elton
the
John
little
movie.
Toes up, wrapped around, huh?
Rocket Man. Did you guys see Rocket Man? That's what she's talking about.
Yeah, we all saw it.
Fuck, dude.
We were fine with it, but you loved it.
I laughed,
you know what I mean?
Out loud in the movie theater because I'd never seen a gay mish scene before on screen. So it was shocking and it was hilarious. But is there?
You went
is there
to see Rocket rape? Man in the theater?
Yeah, of course you did.
Gay.
I love Elton John.
I know. He's and great. It was amazing.
Was.
No, don't. No. Maybe just that picture.
Just that pic is fine. Not that one.
Oh. No, of like of the Elton John, just the faces. The missionary.
James, we got some sponsors that pay for our lovely show to be on the air. First and foremost, our title sponsor, GhostBed.com/drinkingbros. 50% off everything in the entire store. Do you know how many people are going to be watching the draft in bed? Just using that remote control. Wink, 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 wink. All kicked up. This man and wife enjoying the draft tonight. Eating nachos off each other's chests and bodies. Getting a little cheese on themselves, rooting for their favorite players in college to get drafted.
The waterproof, spill-proof protector.
Yeah, you got to put that on there.
Got to.
Don't want
to
have any nacho cheese on the bed tonight.
I would
Semen, blood.
I would use that to just kind of lay the nachos out, not a plate.
Oh, beautiful. Like a picnic
just
table.
Just on yeah, the, like yeah. Like or the, like a pig pick or a, you know, a, what are they?
Sure.
Crawfish.
Yeah.
You know, you just lay everything out on the...
A little crawfish boil?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
That's how I'd want to do it.
Yeah, I understand it's... Look, kids, if you're not sleeping in paradise, which is what the mattresses are over there, well, go get them. 50% off with the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout. That's everything. That's pillows, sheets, mattresses, adjustable bases, mattresses for RVs. All of it is 50% off. When you check out, you're going to see a 3-year pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit over there. And then once you pop that in, yes, the promo code is still good. 50% off, stretch it out over 3 years. Who fucking cares, dude? You're living in luxury. You won't even notice the charges on the credit card. Today's the day you buy a brand new bedroom set at GhostBed.com/drinkingbros.
Notorious.
Notorious. Duran Duran, brother. Next up, we get HardAFSeltzer.com. HardAFSeltzer is live. Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, North Carolina, Ohio, and Texas. We will be announcing the next two states tonight live on the NFL Draft Show tonight. That will be available in August. One of them is a shocker. That's all I can say. It's a shocker tonight. All right. But in HEBs down here in Texas, we're in 100 now, right, Ryan? Shake your head. Shake your little head.
Shake your tail feather.
Over 100 HEBs in the state of Texas. Every single total wine there is. It's fantastic, the job he's doing. Shout out Ryan Mills, all right?
Best in the biz.
Best in the biz. We're in Piggly Wiggly's in Alabama. All the total wines down in Florida, Tennessee. Just sold out of that Frugal McDougal over there. And in Ohio, a lot of people watching where Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to get drafted tonight down at the Short North Pint House, probably Urban Meyer's Pint House out in Dublin. Standard Hall on campus. They're having a fucking party over there. Go to the store locator at hardafseltzer.com. Type in your city or zip, and it'll take you to the closest location nearest you. That includes bars and restaurants, by the way. If you're not in one of those states or one of the surrounding states where you can just hop on over the border, well, we still ship right to your house at hardafseltzer.com. Buy a 12-pack today. Support us and support. Yeah, Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. It's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action. While you watch your favorite sports and players, you just pick more or less on two or more player stats and watch the winnings roll in. March is almost over, but the biggest moments in college basketball tip off the month of April. Be a part of the action on Prize Picks for both men's and women's college basketball. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today at Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. So let's take the NBA, for example. Let's say you choose Steph Curry for more than 29 points and the Joker for more than 10 rebounds. Or let's say you take Caitlin Clark for more than 30 points and LeBron James for more than 7 assists. You're a winner. Kevin Durant for more than 28 points and Trae Young for more than 10 assists. You're a winner. It's that easy. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code RossPatterson for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the Prize Picks app today and use code RossPatterson for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. When PXG says nobody makes golf clubs the way they do, they're not lying. The PXG clubs I have are absolutely incredible. So when I heard about their new Black Ops driver, the driver that promises you that you don't have to sacrifice distance for forgiveness, I had to try it. I went to a PXG location for a fitting. There was one right down the street here in Austin, Texas, and the PXG Black Ops driver is a breakthrough in driver technology. It's a complete and total victory in golf club engineering, unlike anything you've ever seen before. Black Ops drivers are adjustable to deliver a combined MOI of 10,000 plus for unreal forgiveness. That's ridiculously high. The higher the MOI, the more forgiving the club will play, so you don't have to square the ball perfectly for it to go straight and get distance. Add PXG's new advanced material face technology, and you get incredible ball speed that pushes distance to the absolute limits. More forgiveness, more distance, no sacrifices. The word game changer has been thrown around so much, it's lost its meaning. Trust me when I tell you that PXG driver is a true game changer. You'll be as impressed with it as I am. Learn more and get free shipping on all equipment at pxg.com/RossPatterson and use the code RossPatterson at checkout. That's pxg.com/RossPatterson. Code RossPatterson for free shipping on all equipment. pxg.com/RossPatterson. Code RossPatterson. Port the show.
That one's fine, probably. Yeah.
It's on Fandango.
You know?
Is this how you bought your tickets? Hey, would you like to see Rocket Man? And then this image pops up of two guys having gay mish sex.
It kind of just puts whatever image they think will make you buy it. So that's why you got that.
Oh, got it. That's why that's what made me buy the ticket right there. Yeah. I was like, oh, is that gay mish? I've never seen that before. Click, give me two in the front row.
Intrigued. I mean,
what were you expecting? Like, you go into an Elton John movie, and you're like, what's all this gay sex
it's
doing here?
It's not that. It's always behind, Bob. Oh.
We really expected, actually, quite a bit more than there was.
Yeah.
But we did not expect...
This was the only male sex scene in the movie.
The missionary.
Yeah, it's usually from behind, Bob.
He's so romantic.
If you go Brokeback from behind, Spit in the Hand from behind, you go one of my favorites, Behind the Candelabra, with Michael Douglas and Matt Damon.
Mm-hmm.
That was from behind. I mean, really, their faces were jammed real close to the camera, too.
Well, no, it was Matt Damon's was right at the camera.
Correct. But when
Douglas was behind, you know, kind he was, of but blurry, when he climaxed, focus.
He fell over, and then his face was
next
to Damon's.
Oh, and then both of their faces, yeah.
Correct, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The man who wrote, "You can tell everybody
this is a song.
That guy fucks face to face.
Yeah.
Don't let your son... Go down on me. Yeah, man. He was married, guys, to a woman at one point. So he did have sex with a lady.
Probably missionary.
Pull up his first wife, Elton John's first wife. He had sex with a lady.
I don't know.
Yep. What's her name?
Renate Blauel.
Ratatouille.
Renata.
That's all I heard. He married his close friend. Oh, look at her. She looks kind of like Valerie Bertinelli, a little V-Berts there. Give her the glamour shot. Look at that. You can tell everybody I'm as straight as an arrow.
I'll be honest with you.
Look at this.
If I ever go back to the Kentucky Derby, I might cop this.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, shit.
And it'll be like, if you know, you know, kind of thing. Yeah. Nice.
When Elton was straight, dude, that's your look.
I'll wear that wedding dress. I mean,
yeah, they do have a red carpet. And then the photographers do ask you, like, what's your theme today? Remember when we did it?
We could do Elton John's heterosexual marriage.
Yep. God damn it, dude. That we would be heroes. Heroes. Oh, what's your inspiration for this? It's when Elton John was heterosexual. You can tell everybody.
Yeah.
This is your song. But that would have been awesome, dude. That would have been fucking
awesome.
So
Baby Reindeer again. Everybody's talking about it. We will. It's in the queue. I don't know.
B-Rains, dude.
We'll
We're all in on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a true story, is it?
Based on, or I think, yeah. And pretty dark is what we're hearing.
And you're in. Gay sex, I'm in. Sounds like we're going to
have something for the whole family.
For the whole family. No?
Yeah. I think get the kids together. I think get some popcorn kind of movie night.
Sure is.
And binge.
Yeah.
Baby Reindeer.
Binge.
Since we are on like a little bit of a British kick.
Sure.
Duran Duran, Elton John.
Yeah.
Gay missionary.
Gay mish.
So there's new, I just want to really quick read these new titles that King Charles gave. William, Kate, and Camilla. Only because it really speaks to the ridiculousness.
Well, you left out two people. Did they not get titles?
I don't know who I would be leaving out that is in the firm that does their job. I don't know.
Yeah.
You're going to give a title to someone that doesn't work? Probably not. And I think it's very pointed.
Okay.
So the King 75 appointed his daughter-in-law, Kate, as her new title is now the Royal Companion of the Order of the Companions of Honor.
I'm sorry? Repeat that one more time for the back row.
So this
the
is,
what?
And again, anyone's guess what this means. I guess it's a higher than princess.
Read
I don't know.
One more time?
Appointed her as the Royal Companion of the Order of the Companions of Honor.
Oh, God. That means I killed my wife in a tunnel, and then this bitch is here. That's what that means.
No, Princess Kate.
Oh, that's what he named Kate?
That's her new, like,
title. She's the Princess of Wales now.
God, she's Princess of Wales, but they're, like, assigning them new, like,
forgive me.
I thought
the Bowles, Camilla Parker Bowles.
Oh, Camilla.
I thought she was a princess, or no?
Not anymore. She's queen.
She's queen. Queen consort.
So is she technically queen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Fuck
she's
me.
Sort of a, you know.
I think she was queen consort before mummy died.
Got
and
it.
He could do whatever he wanted.
Holy shit. All right.
So Queen Camilla also received a new appointment from her husband as the Grand Master and First or Principal Dom Grand Cross of the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire.
Boy, you lost me.
And
Grand Master.
That's a mouthful.
Grand Master.
These
it's a clan
people
title.
Are fucking crazy. This is a world that, like,
I love it.
It's insane that it still exists, right?
I love it. I wish.
And you forget this stuff when you're like talking about Kate or Photoshop or whatever. You forget that, like, these are things that they do.
I wish when I came home, you would give me a title like that. I love this shit. I wish I would walk home one day, you know, a nice fall day here in Texas, 118 degrees. I've got a scarf on and a sweater, and I'm just walking home from my job to see my beautiful wife and my beautiful children. I walk through the doors, and you say, I've got a new title for you. Great. What is it? Most Omnipotent Lord High Paramount Ross
of the
Master
Paramount.
Antonio Patterson.
Of the Paramount's Most Honorable Paramount.
Right. I want that when I walk in the door. So I love this. And this is a very nice gesture. And you pulling out a tampon and just fucking throwing blood
Explain
in her face.
Explain this. Cool. And this. No, I need you to sit with it. I need you to hear what you said.
Mid-drink of liquid IV, because I'm trying to get ready for the trash.
I want it to land. I want it to really land. I want everyone to go,
Oh, right? No, he's slapping her in that face with that tampon, this bloody tampon. You don't know what to do to me, queen. I've got a new title.
And so Prince William, 41, was appointed by his father. Explain this one to me. We might even have to look this up because it's confusing, but great master of the most honorable order of the bath.
Yeah. You got to have somebody to wash
you. I feel like
you.
Our five-year-old would have given himself that.
Sure would have, Jagger. Jagger
yeah, that sure. name. I am the
grandmaster
of the bath.
You
what
will
is that?
Bathe me.
Or it's more related to bathing than you think.
No shit. That's the new job. Here you go, son.
So, pardon me, the order of the bath.
Sure.
Which I guess he is now the head of. Okay. Is a special order of knights which recognizes the work of senior military officials and civil servants. It was founded by King George the First. Yes. That wasn't our King George who we rebelled against, I think.
Okay.
It might be our guy. But I could be wrong. Anyway, sure. It's founded on 1725. The name derives from an elaborate medieval ceremony for preparing a candidate to receive his knighthood, of which ritual bathing was an element. So the order of the bath is really the order of...
Like overseeing the bathing
of the knight.
There you go, son. There you go, son.
Yeah.
You've been doing so well. You've been doing a lot of, you've been out there shaking hands, kissing babies, doing all the things, yep. Even though your wife has cancer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do for you?
What are you going to do?
You're going to be in charge of all the nights bathing.
Dudes? I get to wash up dudes?
You don't wash them, but you are in charge. You're supervising.
Oh, so I'm watching them get washed.
Son.
Gotcha.
That's
Go out to the
crazy.
Forest, pick some berries,
this
and get ready
crazy,
to bathe the royal knights. Take
Anyways.
Some blackberries, scrub the scrotes in the taints with the blackberries. The seeds will runneth over and washeth off their long day on horseback. Go grab them. I could do this job. Fuck, dude. Hey, Joel, clip this and send this into the royal family. See if I can get this gig. I'm really good at it, man. That was off the cuff, too. I had no idea we were getting into this.
Fuck. You!
Wow, dude, Jared Taylor just walked in.
I can't just let it go. I can't just
let it go. Triggered, dude. Triggered. Oh, I want that title. Clip this fucking thing. Send in my audition. I'm ready to watch some knights get bathed.
Yeah.
Washed off. Cleaning the royal penis, dude.
Anyways,
that was a
departure, sorry, but... I think we forget how fucking crazy this shit is.
It's just cool, white, rich shit.
Lean into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, this really is them leaning into it,
sure
right?
Sure is.
Yeah.
Like, lean into it. Be white,
they've
rich.
They've made it very palatable for normal people to understand it, and now they're just like, you know what? Fuck you.
Yeah.
We're going back to the shit that we did. We don't care if you understand what it is. You go hang out with Meghan and Harry if you want to understand.
Exactly. Do rich white shit, okay? It's funner that way, I promise you. Stand there and watch a bunch of dudes get fucking washed.
Be exclusive, be elitist.
All of it.
Be racist, openly racist.
Yeah. Say the N-word all throughout the castle. Let it ring. You know why? Because there's not a black guy that works there. They'll never know.
Right.
If an N-word is said in an English castle, did it even happen? Probably not.
Yeah, no one and no black person is there to hear it, right?
No one will know.
Did it get said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He probably wakes up like that, opens up his robe from the fucking top of the stairs and says, N-word! Right. I would like more jam on my muffins, you fucks. Nobody says a goddamn word because they're like, we're all white. All right. Right. Whatever, man. Fuck it. Give him more jam.
Right.
Know? Get more it's jam on his muffins. Though. It is. But I like that they're leaning into it. Let's go further with this. You know?
Further
really
than
do
that?
It.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. If there's not 10 different words in a title, is it even a title?
Yeah. Do you even want it?
No. Yeah. Give me 10 words. What did my brother get? You got six words.
It was like I'll a Duchess 10. Of, you know.
Duchess of Yorkshire, Willingham, Cheese Whiz, Noction.
Whatever that is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Give him 10 fucking titles and then have everybody repeat all 10.
Here are, do you want the full titlehood for the king?
Please.
Charles III, by the grace of God of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland and his other realms and territories, king, head of the Commonwealth, defender of the faith.
Fuck yeah. God, you say that out loud at the top of the castle right before people are getting ready to wreck shit. Let's just say BLM for the sake of what's going on today. I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to stab somebody with a sword. I'm ready to put my goddamn chain link thing on and go out there and try to stab some people. I'm ready to go to Excalibur in Vegas and watch the Knights fight and eat chicken with my bare hands, rotisserie chicken with my bare hands, and drink a goblet of wine. I'm ready to do it. Fuck yeah, that gets me pumped up, dude.
Yeah, you like
I that? Love this shit. I love all of it.
No, I think it's crazy.
Because it's all going to die one day.
I don't know.
We're going to be genderless, smoothed out.
Not them.
Sacks of skin. Not them. They're going to be fucking doing affairs, still killing people. I love all that shit. And we're gonna lose that part of history. And it sucks. We're all going to be one neutral color. We're all going to be beige at the end of this fucking thing. We won't be alive to see it. So that's great. You know?
Right.
It'll just be one mixed race and then no genders. And then we're going to get some stupid fucking flying car that's gay. All right? See this? See the goddamn flying car that they promised us? Yesterday was a big story, and they were like, oh, man, we just tested the first flying car. It's so awesome. Are we on Patreon today?
Yeah.
Play it if you want.
It's a plane.
No shit.
Oh.
This is what they fucking...
It's a propeller plane.
No shit. And I was like, okay, cool, man. I can see an element of a car, sort of. But what the fuck is this? Exactly. It's a plane. It's a fucking plane, dude. And Boeing's trying to pass this shit off as if we're going to forget that people aren't getting sucked out of the goddamn planes high over Seattle and dying everywhere. I don't know if that's
true. It's like a weird helicopter plane.
It looks like a little Cessna all jacked up. Like, this is stupid.
But it's got like helicopter body.
It sure does. So go back, Bob, and look this up, because this article championing these guys, I was just like, what are we doing? You're lying to my fucking face. Yeah, flying car. There it is.
No.
It says flying car. Where? Huge block letters all the way at the top.
It's just a photo.
That's a YouTube video.
Boeing eyes launch in 2030, this fucking thing. This is the video they released for it. Again, we're on Patreon, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's play.
Don't get me wrong. It's been a pretty tough period for Boeing. But if there's one thing that many people have been screaming out for, it's been innovation. That's something that if we're looking towards the 1950s, just
innovating
the
doors back on.
Yeah.
Boeing was at the forefront of releasing next generation at the time aircraft that continued to advance.
Skip ahead. Let's see the actual thing.
In areas where traffic ridden cities mean smooth transport is not necessarily possible for all.
This still looks like a little fucking Cessna here.
Air to cut journey
and it's going
to
crash like a Cessna.
Yes, dude. I don't trust a woman in a driving car, let alone a flying car.
So here's the Boeing plane, or car.
As a flying taxi to simplify journeys and get cars off the roads to ease congestion, many logistical barriers do still remain in place.
It's like a big drone.
Yeah, it's a drone.
Oh, it's terrible.
Additionally, onlookers have shared their concerns about the project.
That's just a plane.
Oh, it looked like a giant cock. I was like, that looks cool. I'd drive that thing. That's before they put the wings on it, though, huh?
Yeah.
Backlash. At least among the
fuck
public.
This thing.
This is stupid, dude.
Someone's just going to die so bad.
Oh, it's going to be horrific. Horrific. You're going to see the plane just go
so
end
bad.
Over end. Blah, 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 blah. The guy will be set on fire like he was the Air Force guy outside the White House, and he's going to fucking die. So goddamn stupid, dude.
Do you not see it?
Did you see it, Jared? The flying car?
Just show him the picture really quick.
Show him
quick.
The picture,
what's
yeah.
What's that? Is that a car?
You were a TAC-P, Jared. What the fuck is that, bro?
I mean, it's a drone.
It's a drone.
It's similar to a drone. The problem is how do you expect to... I mean, people are already too stupid to be able to barely drive a car, but now you're going to release them into the airways.
Yep.
Like, and then what is their plan to... What license does that require? And even then, like...
I think this is a CDL. You can get a forklift. Yeah. I think it's just, if you're forklift certified, you're good, dude.
No. But that's the thing is they would have to, like, not only they would have to create, the FAA would have to create a buffer, like something that says, okay, which we call the coordinating altitude, the CA, in our world, which means anything below this altitude is, you know, cleared for these cars, which let's pretend it's like 3,000 feet.
Right.
So 3,000 feet and below is what we're going to say is to operate these cars.
It's like
these
golf cars.
Idiots are going to fucking run into power lines,
oh,
and
yeah.
towers, yeah. and everything.
Yeah.
Like, this is a horrible idea. Like, especially, it's funny, like, as we were kids and thought the future was going to be
flying cars.
Yeah. But no, the intellect and the average kind of IQ has gone down the toilet in this country.
Yeah. America's dumb.
They're listening to mumble rap and taking Perk 50s and jumping in a flying car, dude. They're just going to run it right into some fucking towers, man.
Let's not give Perk 50s a bad name on this show, okay?
Yeah. We'll take some.
I'll take them.
We'll take all of yours if you don't want them.
221 Highway 290 West. Ship him here.
Do you guys see how close his body was to my body? He knows that's not okay, but he did it anyways.
We just did a Weinstein story at the top of the show. Easy there, handsy.
Yeah, that's legal now, actually. So.
Oh, that's
overturned.
True. Yeah,
you
overturned.
You guys are back.
I'm out of order. You're out of order.
You could hug your coworkers now.
I filed a writ of habeas corpus where the system's on trial now.
You can use sweetie. Honey.
Hun.
Babe. Broad. Gal.
Sugar tits.
Kitten. Back.
Kitten puppets.
Yep.
How about you, sweater meats?
You could compliment a woman's
bosom.
Physique.
Yeah. Well, look at you. You've got a fine peach bottom.
Right.
You little sex rockets.
Yep.
Wouldn't mind my beak into that crevasse.
Yeah, all fine now.
Giving it a little sniff before I go back to work, you know.
You're back, baby.
Having gin at 10 a.m. Let's go. Oh, that's where we are today, though.
Yep.
You guys got a Nature Nook or a Crime Corner today?
We do, right, Bob?
What you got? What you got? Right on cue.
Right on cue.
Right on cue. It's going to be a good show tonight. Feeling spry for the NFL draft already.
That's right. So these fun and flirty, I don't know if they were in some national park or something.
I don't know. There's a chain link fence right there. I think they found them like behind their apartment complex or some shit.
Are these fat whites or fat Mexicans?
It doesn't really matter.
It's our story.
It does to me.
It's our story. So go ahead, Bob.
People, they were looking out in their backyard and they were like, oh my gosh, little baby bear cubs.
Little baby bear cubs up in the tree.
We got to get them. Take a picture.
So they pull them down from the tree.
Oh, I'm not even sure this is one group of people.
That's
I think it's several people saw it.
Oh, it's beautiful. Look at that.
That's why
it.
I think it's, yeah.
That's so sweet.
And they're taking selfies with it. The people that are recording it are obviously not cool with it, but they're like, oh my God, leave them alone.
This
is
nice. What's wrong with this? What's going to happen here? Nothing.
What's going to happen here?
Nothing. They're just petting a baby bear.
Well, they're in the wild.
There's a fence there. Is that a fence, Bob? Or?
It's just behind their apartment complex or something.
No.
Or their house or whatever.
It's fine.
Yeah, these are
no,
all
I think it's, are, you think?
Yeah.
Oh, look at they're taking selfies with a bear.
Yeah, that's what obviously.
Yeah, so they pull these bears baby cubs out of the tree.
Oh my gosh, it's
take selfies with it and then just kind of throw it down.
Throw it away, yeah.
They dropped it.
Cuz they're done. And then now this little bear can't get back to where it was. So now Bob and I are going to show
that's beautiful.
This is like a couple videos of what probably should have happened to them.
This is what happens when you come across a baby bear.
Baby cubs.
Yeah,
this is one example.
All right, let's see it. All right, cute little bear. Is that a dog?
Yeah, there's a dog. This is on a work site. They're like, oh, there's a little funny bear.
Look at that. Oh, that's nice.
Aww.
Fun day at work.
Something happened to the dog.
Go on, get out of here.
Something happens
right?
at work.
Go on, get out of here.
Oh,
there's two.
Oh, no, there's another one that just popped up. Look at that.
Yeah.
Oh, then, whoops. There's
mom.
Ah, she's
watch
a little bit bigger,
out,
huh?
Motherfuckers.
Wow.
Save the dog.
That's the only thing you care about in this life, Telco. It sucks.
Save the dog.
Yeah, well, that's, you know.
Don't care about that dog. Eat it up. There we go.
Now, it should be noted that you could probably classify that as found footage.
Right.
You think so?
No, I know so.
He's fucking dead?
Everyone in that cabin, including the dog, is dead. They found that camera amongst their ripped to pieces
corpses.
Very Blair
Witch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Round of applause, Telco. Hit the button. Hit the button.
No.
It's a big day for buttons today, Delco.
Anyways,
there's a dead dog.
There was a dog.
I don't give a shit
there's
about
a dead
the dog.
Dog. He won't press the button. Do we have another?
I don't give a shit about the dog.
Mama bear video.
The biggest hater in the world. The only thing that gets him is dogs. You and fucking Holloway are identical. I've said this for years. That's the only thing they care about.
Not even remotely close.
Lifeless and dead inside. But if you if you bring up a dog, they will drop whatever they're doing.
Yeah, well, that's their...
That's weird.
Not really?
The thing that they're taking care of right
One
now.
One would think of kids or, you know.
I raised a child myself. That's fine. I probably have more interaction with a kid than you do.
So this is what happens. Dan does something once
now
and he's like, I'm actually the best one at this.
Do you have a child?
Don't out yourself.
Hang on. Do
no,
you
we're
a
not
child?
Talking about it. We're
Why
not talking,
are we not
about,
talking
this.
About it.
We're not talking about it.
He is a child.
Are you talking about it?
Are you talking about it?
I'm not talking about it, no.
Okay.
Then don't talk about it.
All right.
All right, so.
Delco's got a child. First time I'm hearing of it.
A 16-year-old found him.
Shut, is it a 16-year-old kid?
16-year-old was like, you're my dad. You know what I mean? Something happened in junior high school or some middle school, right? And the kid finally
Whoa.
Found him, yeah.
That's a fucking crime corner.
From this show, yeah. No, I'm just joking. Kidding. So, what's this, mama bear?
This is just what happens when
this is what happens.
When you find a mama bear with its cubs.
Okay.
Like, literally run. Don't grab them. Don't take selfies. Don't throw them on the ground.
This woman's going around the corner. Oh, my
hey,
gosh.
Hey, what's up?
Shut up.
Uh-oh.
You can hear the hiker panting, and as she tries to catch her breath, the bear starts charging.
Whoopsies.
Yep,
so
yep.
Bears
yep.
are
that's
fast,
a thin,
too, dude.
That's a thin trail on the side of a mountain, too.
She tries to scare the bear.
Oh, boy. That was her screaming at the bear? Why did you think that was going to work?
But that doesn't work, so
you gotta get big and try to scare the bear.
Well,
you can't
depends.
Run away.
There's different.
Then she runs into another hiker on the narrow.
There's different tactics for different kinds of bears too, which is
and
weird.
Warns him about the bears.
There's bears.
I saw them.
Oh, and then
what
why
is this?
Why is
Bob?
Katy Perry coming in?
She
Bob?
Swung in to save them.
Bob,
you're
please.
Gonna hear me roar! Get... Holy shit! There's
what
no
is
way
this,
they intercut that.
It's inside edition.
Yeah. That's perfect.
Inside edition story.
Oh, look at
some...
that! Do you know how many fucking people Katy Perry has saved from bears? Oh man, you're gonna hear me roar! What a great cut! God damn it, dude. Katy Perry is a fucking treasure, isn't she?
Inside Edition. We come on at 3:00 so nobody watches us and we don't give a fuck.
No.
But the thing to remember is, like, if you see a bear, you're like, you should just like back away and be like, oh no.
Literally.
Whoa. If you see a bear, a baby
bear cub,
get the
run
fuck out
the
of there.
Fuck away.
Just get the fuck out.
Absolutely.
Wow, dude.
And if you don't have anywhere to go, kill yourself.
Yeah.
It'll be quicker and cleaner.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't thinking about any of that, but yeah. Okay. Yeah. Kill yourself.
We're just giving you the different things that you should do.
I appreciate it. Yeah. End your life. If you get close to a bear or you can see one anywhere, just end your life.
And if you are taking a selfie with a baby bear that you pulled out of a tree, kill yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's all great advice.
Did I ever tell you? Maybe I've told the story before. There was a 1 year at Washington University in St. Louis, which is like one of the best schools. It's like a top 10 university in the country.
According to you.
According to Rob,
yeah.
Every fucking
just kidding,
ranking.
Just kidding. Go.
They had, they'll bring like puppies and stuff, you know, for like to de-stress the students.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, a little puppy petting time. They were like, you know what would be fun? Like a cool petting zoo. And they brought a baby bear.
Yeah.
And the bear.
I know the story.
It did bear stuff.
And it bit someone.
To the, like, students?
It bit a student.
Yeah, bit a student.
And the thing about that is, it was still kind of wild or whatever. They had to test it for rabies.
It had rabies.
And it had it?
No, well, but there's only one way to test for rabies.
Yeah, oh, killing it.
Cutting its head off and drilling into its brain.
Yeah, you got it. Sorry.
That's not the only way to test.
That's the only way.
It's the only way, Justin.
To test an animal for rabies?
You have to cut the head off, drill into the brain.
Is that what you have to do to people to find out if they have it?
Nah.
Yeah.
If you want to be sure.
You know, I have an irrational fear of getting rabies.
Yeah, it's weird. Also, our kid's on a field trip today. At the zoo or where is that field trip? Okay, good.
At a museum. He's going to be bored out of his mind.
Not really.
We don't like
not
history.
Not really. What if the museum comes to life like that Ben Stiller movie? He's in for a fucking day.
That only happens at night.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well,
that's
maybe true. Something else exciting will happen. Maybe a concrete truck driver will do a little cocaine and start driving around the roads.
Yeah.
Find out.
Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, we'll find out. I don't want to rule that out either, Bob. You know? It's draft night. It's draft night tonight. Anything goes. A lot
maybe
of people doing cocaine
kind of...
all over the country.
Yeah.
We'll find out. We appreciate you tuning in, kids. All right. Stringer Bros Fake News live here at top of the hour on YouTube.
Is Jared going to be on that?
Jared's going to be on it. I think. Is Derek here?
Do yourself a favor.
Derek might pop by today, too. Derek's on tonight as well. And then after that, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, we are live on said YouTube channel for Drinking Bros Podcast. The NFL draft, the one night of hope for all of us losers with shitty teams out there. This is it. This is the one night we live for. And then it all crashes down after that. But
your team's making the NFC championship.
From your mouth to God's dick. I hope that's true. I hope that's true. But I doubt it. I doubt it. It's been a while for us. It's been a rough go, 28-3. And it was nice to hear him say before he retired 2 days ago that he hears it every single place he goes, because you deserve that, Matt. And so does Kyle Shanahan. Neither of you guys deserve happiness the rest of your lives. But hopefully I get some tonight. We'll find out. Join us. Jesse will be here as well. Gary Faust will be on amphetamines, apparently.
Legal.
Fun time. Legal. Joel will be drinking Jim Beam all night. That's a fun Joel.
Perfect.
Somebody's going to black out in that trailer.
I will have aftershock, cinnamon aftershock.
And it will floweth down into your mouth, and it'll be a lovely evening. So join us all night. We'd love to see your little faces. Or your avatars in the chat. Let's face it. We can't see you. We can see your avatar faces, okay? Go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. The Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is The Revolucion. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon.